We just hit 295.
Oh, we contaminated.
Sound freedom is
The first in the nation status away from Iowa, they're going to South Carolina instead. I thought it was.
So Democrats are going to be having
quality.
Their.
The production quality was incredible, especially for.
Yeah, it's
going to
be on January
budget, like 14
23rd.
Million.
Oh, no, for I think that's
the
what they
Democrat.
It was a small budget.
Very first election is going to be a primary in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. It was like a $2 million or $3 million budget
that
made like
five. I was just like,
we got to hold on to this status of first in the nation. And so they're trying to move it up even earlier just to make sure nobody else can squeeze it ahead of them.
The child actors did a fantastic job.
It's going to be the earliest ever done. Well, in the meantime, it's just it's a heavy
DeSantis
topic.
And Mira Sorvino
He's
played
down
Tim
by
Ballard's
23
wife
points in the
and
latest
if you don't know who
Iowa
Mira Sorvino
poll
is, like Romeo
to Trump.
Shows, High School Reunion.
I gotta admit, I'm a little surprised.
I am Yami.
I'll take it.
Wandering.
Yeah, yeah, Quentin Tarantino's ex
for that. Yeah,
I know a lot about Tarantino.
Having lived in Iowa,
tell me more.
And was part of the caucus process.
You dropped him like twice.
Here's the thing: when you talk to people,
Mira Sorvino, real quick,
you talk to a lot of people. Some people feel like
she was in a movie.
Look at like Biden. Like Biden has a couple of
like 20 something years ago.
RFK
and
Jr.
Then really didn't do anything
and
in Hollywood
Marianne,
for
Williamson.
A while after that.
Like, he's got some Democrat challengers.
Anyways,
yeah,
I thought it was
no
cool for her to come back and do
Democrat voter who's really
movie.
Planning
so
on voting for one of
I
those other two people.
I think everybody should go see it.
When the president of the United States runs for re-election, the party that he's in automatically just goes, you're the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was with Trump in 2020, right? He ran for re-election. Pretty much all the Republicans said, okay, he's the candidate. And we're backing him. And so a lot of the Republicans I've talked to recently have still taken that same stance. They say since he was the president and he's running again, he's the automatic candidate. There shouldn't be anybody else even running. So it's not necessarily that they're like, he's the best candidate. It's just like he's the one who was the president. And even though he lost in 2020, he should be running. He should still be the candidate. So I think it has a lot to do with that. I'd like to talk to my friends in Iowa, find out, though, what's going on with the ground game in Iowa. Because a lot of it in Iowa is your team that you build and how much you're getting out there. So be interested to see what. Of course, a lot can happen between now and January, though. But not looking so good for DeSantis thus far. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
At the roller skating rink, I'm just telling you. This brings me back. Like, I really need to go roller skate. We should go roller skating, Candy. Hey, you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Jenna Bart with Bobby Rossi this morning. Filling in for Andrew. I'm going to get a look at the roads again here in just a moment with Candy. But first, actually, let's do traffic and then we'll go to David.
I'm sure it's traffic on the fives and front gate at NES. Looks like it is backed up close to sunset so far this morning. So caution there. Traffic tips, text them in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. All right, let's hit David Ween for our headlines.
All right. Police in Cleveland looking for a suspect who opened fire on a group of people early Sunday morning, wounding apparently 9 people. 7 men and 2 women were shot. This happened in the Cleveland Warehouse District. Right now, investigators say they're not sure what led up to that shooting. A terrible story coming out of California this weekend. A California Marine has been arrested after a 14-year-old girl that was reported missing a month ago was found in a barracks at Camp Pendleton. Authorities say the girl had learning disabilities. She was found June 28th. And apparently the girl's family is now saying that she had been sold to the Marine for sex and had been raped. Again, that Marine is in custody at Camp Pendleton. And apparently Harry Styles was beamed by an object thrown on stage during a show in Vienna, Austria over the weekend. He was on stage when an unidentified object, I guess it would be a UFO, wouldn't
UFO.
It? Yeah, a flying object.
Yeah.
It hit him in his left eye. In video on social media, saw him stop the show, bend over and cover his eye, and then got right back to work on the show.
Did you see Adele about this? Apparently, this is a new trend to throw objects at
phones, singers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adele got up on stage in Vegas, and I mean, there's video of it. She goes up there and goes, "If somebody throws something at me, I will kill you." Adele.
Well, they're just training for the celebrity dodgeball tournament. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I was like, please, just do it. Like, if you can dodge a wrench.
Classic. I read it in a book.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I thought that was kind of funny.
Good for her. Adele. It is becoming a trend. I forget who got hit a couple weeks ago. If you throw something at me,
I will kill you. I was like, oh, okay.
It was somebody last week was crying, and then a couple weeks ago,
something happened
really
to Pink. Pink's concert. Mm. Somebody threw something at her, and it's becoming a new trend now. I've stated before, you know, the TikToks is owned by the Chinese, right? And so the TikToks.
Is it a TikTok trend?
Everything's a TikTok trend.
Yeah. It comes from the TikTok. And so I've often said, I think the Chinese are like, this is how we're going to take down America.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
100%.
They could probably take down a couple celebrities. I'm okay with that.
Have you seen the TikTok trend now where people are jumping from fast-moving boats?
Somebody just sent me that.
Yeah, people have died.
Yeah, people have broken their necks and everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is
definitely. Apparently a lot of it's in Alabama.
China's dead. Oh, yeah, I just saw this. It's blamed for 4 deaths in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Oy vey. Stop doing that.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Have you ever, like, been skiing? Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, and Jenna Barr joining me here as well, filling in for Andrew as he's off this week. Before we get into the Sound of Freedom, I do want to, we were talking about Sentry a little bit earlier. Jenna was sharing a story about how they did not test for their water for a year. All of 2022, they didn't test the water of Sentry as it pertained to the lead, copper, and 2 other contaminants. And we're kind of talking about the dysfunction of that's going on up there, as well as the poverty levels. And Jenna was saying that at one point was one of the most poverty-stricken areas in the country. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
And got a text here that says, Town of Sentry continues to have real poverty.
Oh, yeah.
However, there's been large amounts of state, county, and federal monies provided for infrastructure with few results. The leadership for decades failed to properly collect funds for natural gas to homes. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
They didn't collect for natural gas. I forgot about that. That was a couple of years ago. And then there is a superior lack of confidence in the mayor, the council, and the operations. So, you know, Sentry continues to struggle with, and this is the latest, right, with water potential water contamination. We don't know because they didn't test.
Right. Well, now they're going to have to test. I will say one thing. Going back to drinking tap water, which we all talked about, is pretty much, you know, 50-50, right? A friend of mine, she, like, drinks tap water or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she went to the doctor, and she was just sharing some different ailments. And towards the end of the visit, she was like, so I just want to tell you, I drink the straight tap water. And the doctor was like, you have to stop drinking.
What?
The tap water. She is a city of Pensacola resident. And yep. So the doctor said, you have to stop drinking the tap water.
He sounds like a know-it-all. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, it's something that should be suggested.
Here's the legit thing, though, when it comes to tap water. When it comes from the plant, like when it's been filtered and stuff, like with ECUA or wherever you get your water from, it's usually like the purest you can get. The problem is by the time it gets to your house, with all the pipes that you might have in your house, depending on how old your house is, and the pipes that get to your neighborhood and stuff like that, that's where the contamination occurs.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, no,
especially if you live in older homes, older neighborhoods, things like that. So yeah,
that's why you have extra filtration.
Extra filtration.
Yep. Well, hopefully Sentry, you know, gets the testing done and it didn't cause any, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully it didn't cause anything. Yeah. Absolutely. One of the big surprises that happened last week was the movie Sound of Freedom.
Yep.
Everybody thought Indiana Jones was going to be the dominant movie last week.
Which you saw Indiana Jones.
I did see it.
And you liked it.
And I did like it, yes. Yep. It was very good. It was much better
than
the
last. Did you see it yet, Candy, Indiana Jones?
No, but I plan to.
You do plan.
Yeah, I hear it's great. I liked Crystal Skull even. Shut up and shut up.
Ugh. Crystal Skull was
terrible. It wasn't the worst.
It was the worst.
It was traumatizing, actually.
Okay.
But, you know.
I didn't know Sound of Freedom was a movie. Is it a movie?
Yeah, Sound of Freedom is a movie.
Sound of Freedom is
which
a movie.
I do. I'm glad you said that because I don't like the title. I'm just going to say that
well,
right
first
now.
First of all.
Because Sound of Freedom to me is.
So you saw it.
Right. Blue Angels. Yeah.
But that's why it came out, though, on the 4th of July, Sound of Freedom. It all, you know.
It almost tricked me. Because I heard Sound of Freedom. I'm like, I'm going to go watch another Top Gun. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and if you take your kids, which some people did. Oh, okay, so you saw it. Candy, you have not heard of it.
No, I haven't. Yeah, but right. It did. I thought you guys were going to have like a new Blue Angel plane that you were going to showcase or something. I didn't know that's what it was.
It came out July 4th, starring Jim Caviezel. And you know who that is, right, Candy?
Yes, he played Jesus in that movie.
Right. And so,
I actually remember him from Frequency.
Remember? Were you in that?
No.
Oh. Bobby, by the way, I was like, no, because you have an IMDb page, which is pretty bad, but, man. Okay, sorry. No, I haven't seen Frequency, but yeah, he's done a lot of other stuff.
I just know him as Jesus, but that's cool. I'll look up that one too, Bobby. But Sound of Freedom is based on a true story, and it is the story of Tim Ballard, who founded Operation Underground Railroad, which is also known as OUR Rescue. It's an anti-trafficking organization that goes into deep jungles, third world countries, and pulls children out of sex trafficking. So I want to talk a little bit more about it and a little bit about how the movie unfolds and then also what critics are saying. And then my take and what happened when I went to go see the movie with my best friend yesterday. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Sure. Frontgate NAS is backed up close to Sunset. Still, I'm still showing that slowdown. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Jenna.
Thanks, Candy. So it is, again, so Sound of Freedom, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Jenna Bart with Bobby Rossi sitting in for Andrew. We are celebrating a successful Red, White, and Blues week and the end to Freedom Week, right? And so Sound of Freedom starring Jim Caviezel came out July 4th. It was 5 years in the making, by the way. Like I mentioned, the story pretty much depicts the beginning
Let me clarify there. What? It was made 5 years ago.
Right. Okay, it was made 5 years ago. That's right. But it's taken 5 years
to actually get to the theaters.
Right, because of red tape. Who was it first that turned them down? Yes. It was Amazon.
Right. So first they weren't able to get a distributor.
Yep.
But then he basically just said there was a lot of other red tape and a lot of other blockades that they ran into. So, but yeah, so it was made 5 years. And then, of course, COVID hit and that kind of messed everything up, you know. Mm-hmm. Put a 2-year delay on stuff too, but yeah, this was made 5 years ago and it's taken that long to get to the theaters, much due to people trying to block it or not interested in getting the message out there.
Right. And so the message is, if you don't know who Tim Ballard is, like I mentioned before, he is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad, also known as OUR Rescue. And OUR Rescue is a nonprofit based out of Utah that pulls children out of sex trafficking. And they work in LA. They work with national governments, international governments, and law enforcement. And they actually go in and then have gone into jungles, remote villages, cartel, and have pulled children out of sex trafficking. And if you don't understand the world of sex trafficking, it is a huge criminal industry, the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. And the United States is the number one perpetrator in consuming, like pretty much child pornography, any kind of sex trafficking. And so the story of Sound of Freedom is how Tim Ballard pretty much gave up his pension and to start the operation, as they called it, quote unquote, going rogue. But it was a story of a brother and sister who went missing, and that just spurred his passion to want to help more people and help more children. And it is called Sound of Freedom, by the way, because in the movie, there is a part where children are sitting together and they are singing and playing like drums on their knees, and there's laughter, and a man turns and he says something. And then the movie kind of, you get to see, oh, this is why the movie is called this. I recommend people seeing it, but I do not recommend children seeing it.
Oh,
there
heavens,
were
no.
children no. In the theater next to me when I went. And my friend who
honestly,
was with me,
it's like too heavy of
like,
a topic for me, practically, much less kids.
Yeah. But no, there was a like 5 or 6 year old right Whoa. Next to me. And my
I
friend
think
who
PG-13.
I went with. It is.
Okay.
It's PG-13. But there's a lot of references in the movie that I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, they didn't really show anything, but it's definitely like alluded.
Oh, 100% yeah. alluded. But it's pretty much Jim Caviezel. He is encouraging people to not only see the movie, but then become actively involved, as in, you know, number one, stop consuming child pornography. And number two, donate to organizations to help pull children out, because they are some of the high percentage of, you know, victims when it comes to trafficking. So it was
what
a really
was your
good
thoughts
movie.
About the movie overall?
I thought it was excellent quality. The production quality was incredible, especially for what was the budget? Like 14 million?
Oh, no, I think that's what they made. No, it was a small budget.
It was smaller than that to yep. make all that?
Oh, yeah. It was like a $2 million or $3 million budget that made like $14 million.
I didn't find
million.
That on Rotten Tomatoes. They said it was $14 million, but that's okay. We yeah. Neither
no,
here or there.
I thought it was a very good movie as well. Very good acting. I thought the child actors did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And it's a heavy topic.
And Mira Sorvino played Tim Ballard's wife in the movie. And if you don't know who Mira Sorvino is, like Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion, right, Tammy? I'm sorry, I called you Tammy.
Hey, I'll Candy. Take it. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know a lot about crazy. Tarantino. I know.
Tell me more.
You know Tarantino. Way more. You've name dropped him like twice. But yeah. So Mira Sorvino, real quick, she was in a movie called Trafficked like years ago, like 20 something years ago, and then really didn't do anything in Hollywood for a while after that. So anyways, I thought it was cool for her to come back and do another anti-trafficking movie. So that's my take. I think everybody should go see it.
Cola, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr sitting next to me as well. And, of course, Candy and David here. And, in fact, speaking of David, let's go over to David in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
President Biden's in London today on the first leg of a 5-day European trip. He'll be meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak this morning, then King Charles later today. He'll then be traveling to Lithuania to hold talks with NATO leaders. Looks like Madonna's doing better after that recent health scare.
The pop star was seen strolling with a friend in her Upper East Side neighborhood Sunday. The Material Girls singer was reportedly found unconscious in her home nearly 2 weeks ago. She was allegedly revived with Narcan before being admitted to the ICU. The Grammy winner's celebration tour has been postponed due to the medical emergency. It had originally been scheduled to kick off July 15th in Canada. I'm Michael Kastner.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that either. That's...
Yeah, I had not heard about that.
I
Narcan?
Did not know you could revive somebody from a viral infection with Narcan.
Yeah, that's a new breakthrough.
That sounds more like a made-up thing, but that's okay. No, it's a viral infection. What's that white stuff under her nose? Viral. Totally viral. So what are these blue pills in her bedroom that look a lot like fentanyl? That's medicine for her plastic surgery. So on her face.
Did you go to rehab for hurting yourself? Yeah, I hurt my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds extremely made up, but we'll let the news get away with it, I guess. Not you, right. News. You're calling it out. I'm talking about whatever that dude's name was. That just
Michael Kastner. Yeah, that
Michael
was
Kastner.
And my final story here. The Powerball jackpot has ballooned up to one of the biggest ever. It's up to $650 million now. There's been no grand prize ticket sold since April. And of course, as you know, Bobby, that's my only hope at ever retiring.
It is. That's David's retirement plan.
Tonight?
It is.
Yeah.
Are you playing tonight?
I have to.
Yeah,
my only hope.
Oh, is the drawing tonight?
No, it was Saturday night, so...
So the next one is Tuesday?
I believe
tomorrow.
So. Yeah,
oh, cool.
Tomorrow, yeah.
We got to do something.
Yeah.
Party.
That's worth a shot right there.
Yeah, exactly. It's 65. Let's get traffic on the fives. Candy.
All right. And we are watching the area of Pensacola's NAS. It looks like the front gate is backed up. Backed up past Sunset already this morning. Traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. That's traffic on the fives. You're on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're supposed to do a gas price thing right here? I got one gas price thing. Do we do it now or we do it later? What do we do?
I guess we're doing it since you're talking about it.
When are we supposed to do it?
Anytime.
My heart only runs on supreme. I'm so hot. Give me your gasoline.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame la gasolina. I know that one. The other ones I didn't. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk during the song part? Jenna's like telling me to shut up over here.
Just like she did when you guys were here all the time.
Exactly. Usually.
I don't think she understands the boss-employee relationship, but who am I? Bobby Rossi, everybody. Jim Moore, everybody.
Yeah.
So what gas price do you have?
I want Andrew to be part of my
structure. I have Tom Thumb over on Airport Boulevard in Pensacola. It's $2.99. I got a Shell over in Cervantes for $2.95. That's the cheapest. Hey. It's $2.95.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
On Cervantes and what?
2020 West Cervantes. I don't know. I'm not looking at the whole thing.
All right. So the national average right now is $3.54. But it looks like the nation's high is in California at, what is that? Of course. I know, $5.95 in Mono, California. But the cheapest is in, what is that? It looks like
Pensacola.
Louisiana.
Oh.
For $3.07.
No, we just hit $2.95.
No, we're still, our average is $3.46.
Oh, the average. Yeah, the average is going to be higher. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Oh, so. All right. Looking at the ThreatNet radar, we've been kind of telling you about this throughout the morning here. We've got thunderstorms coming all throughout the day today, so it'll be off and on with thunderstorms today. It should be clearing up later in the day. And there's basically the next 10 days, it looks like a chance of thunderstorms pretty much every day for the next 10 days. So, oh, okay. What were you trying to tell me?
Nothing. Keep going with the weather.
She's trying to guide me on what I should or should not do. So she's like, you're doing it wrong, Bobby.
She's a guider.
Yeah.
What?
Except she's not guiding. She's like, she's telling me off. So, okay.
We do a thing here called Future News. Say, hey, what do you think is going to happen, dude? Or okay. You actually have to say, dude.
Sure. Since I'm talking about the ThreatNet radar and the weather, let's talk about that. So continue it. Well, do you think it will thunderstorm later today, Jenna? What?
I can't keep it together.
It's a legitimate thing. I was talking about the weather.
Always going to thunderstorm here.
No, that's very negative thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll never thunderstorm. Only rainbows and butterflies and fluffy white clouds.
It better not rain. This isn't cloudy with a chance of meatballs. It's not going to rain butterflies.
I want some meatballs.
At 7 o'clock in the morning?
At 7 o'clock
no grazie.
All the time. We didn't get to talk about it yet, but the White House cocaine story, which has kind of been stifled in mainstream media, do you think that eventually mainstream media is going to cover of it?
Yeah, I think they're starting to cover it already just a little bit. The real question is, will we find out where the cocaine is from? It'll just go away. Eventually, it's going to come out like, you know, we said it was cocaine, but now we actually think it was baking powder. So
or powdered sugar. I do like that stuff.
Powdered sugar in a baggie?
I'm not really into cocaine.
Just walking around.
Powdered sugar, yes.
See Jenna Barr walking around town with a baggie. It's powdered sugar.
That's right.
Oh,